We stay in Britain for our final story today. It's a story that starts at sea. In 1997, a ship called Tokyo Express was heading across the Atlantic to New York when it was hit by massive waves. The ship was mightily tossed and much of the cargo was lost overboard, including a container full of tiny Lego pieces, some 5 million of them. And those Legos have been washing up ever since on British beaches. Tracy Williams lives now in Cornwall, and she's created a Facebook page where people can share their finds.
My family own a house on the clifftops in South Devon in England, and we regularly used to have beachcombing expeditions. And we'd always have a treasure hunt on the beach, and we started to notice Lego washing up. And at the time, we didn't know where it was coming from. We were just intrigued because much of it was sea-themed, little flippers and spear guns. And we just used to collect them, and we eventually moved away from the coast, and it wasn't till 2010 when I moved back to Newquay in Cornwall. And I went down to the beach, and I was amazed to see this Lego that, you know, I remembered from my children's childhood was still washing up.
Did you know what it was from, that it was from this ship?
We didn't know where it was from, no. We knew it must be from a cargo spill. But in those days, I didn't really have internet access, and so we had no idea where it was coming from. We just knew it was from a cargo spill. But obviously in 2010, I started Googling and found the original articles about the spillage. They'd all been digitized, so I was able to find out a bit more about the story.
And so... You've kind of gone from a casual collector to a bit of a less casual collector. You've got this Facebook page.
No, I'm not a collector as such. I clean the beaches, and we often find bits of Lego when we're cleaning the beach. So I don't collect it as such. I don't go out to look for it. But if I'm cleaning a beach and we spot the Lego, obviously we pick it up. And yes, we know we keep it because it's interesting to see what turns up. There were quite a few different items on the cargo manifest, but we tend to find the same things over and over again. So we find, you know, the little life preservers and the brooms and the flippers and the spear guns. And the holy grail of Lego hunting is the dinosaur, or the octopus.
we're talking about Lego spear guns here, not the real thing.
No, like a little tiny Lego spear guns, yeah.
Right. I was reading an article on this, and I love that you guys are kind of getting a bit competitive about finding different pieces.
I think a lot of people want to find an octopus or a dragon. So there's a bit of envy going on if somebody finds a dragon.
Do you have dragon envy?
I do have 3 dragons of my own.
Oh.
Yes, no, I no longer have dragon envy. Yes, I hope that other people find them too. There are a lot out there still to be found. I think the important aspect here is that it highlights the whole issue of marine debris. Hundreds, if not thousands, of containers are lost at sea every year. And although it's fun to find a bit of Lego, it, you know, so much debris washes up, and we're forever picking up material from cargo spills, such as, you know, toothbrushes or lighters is another thing, intravenous.
Oh, man. Well, it is kind of ironic that most of what you found, if not all of what you found, has a nautical theme.
That is very ironic, yes. Apart from the dragons, but yes, the octopus and all the diver equipment.
There you go, crowing about your dragons again.
I'm happy to share them.
Tracy Williams is a writer and beachcomber living in Cornwall, England. Tracy, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. I'm
gonna pick up. The story of Legos lost at sea reminded some of us of the Ed Sheeran song, Lego House, and a cool version of the song's music video where all the humans are played by Legos. We posted it to Facebook. If you want to have a look, that's at facebook.com/PRI the world. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Aaron Schachter, and we are back tomorrow. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that